Once again, it is the most wonderful time for a beer. This is the Perfect Pour.
The whole thing's gone haywire. Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a show about things fun, the beer geeks. That's what this week is. It's fun. I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Hey, look at us. Look at us. Who would have thought?
Wow.
Who'd have thought?
Look at us. So what you're saying is we talked about Volkswagen so much last week.
Look at us.
Had to
I'm like, no.
And save the show.
They're gonna if I do it another week, it's just gonna be all Volkswagen.
Mikey was comfortable in Portland. He had his lounge chair on the
What's going on, honey? Are you listening to this? Listening to what, dear? The Perfect Pour! It's just released. You're listening to it, right? No, I'm not, honey. I don't listen to the... Well, fucking shit. Nick and Matt, I don't know where they're at. They're talking about Volkswagens. I haven't heard them mention the Russian River can once. Russian River's canning beer now. I haven't heard them talk about it once, honey. Not once.
Why don't you come in? It's cold outside.
It's not cold out here, babe. The whole internet's a fire. It's a blaze.
You forgot your pants again.
I always forget my... I can forget my pants. I just don't have them on.
Paul should rework the drop to be like, my man, baby.
Wow.
My man, baby.
Man, baby rant. Alert.
Yeah. Those that don't like the man, baby. Look out.
Wait, we're that kind of radio show now?
Yep. Zing.
Boop, 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 boop.
Yeah, so
and now the weather.
If you're still here,
cold.
Next couple hours, we're going to be hanging out with you.
That was your weather. Now for your traffic report
and having busy fun, indie beers, and other things, and some news and some culture. And there's going to be a lot of voicemails.
It's all fucked up.
I love gold.
Oh,
fresh back from
Nick and Matt did a great job last week. Wow. It was nice to listen to. Was something I didn't have to do anything. And I was like, oh, I'm just going to listen to this random beer podcast.
He had to read at least 15 text messages from me where I'm like, I don't know I got everything. And he's just
he didn't do anything. Yeah. You like sent one text and I was like, everything's fine. Wow, what are you worried about?
He's surrounded by fire.
You're 1 week as a listener and you don't give us 5 stars.
Thanks. Yeah, I was all three stars.
You could have actually listened and rated us because you weren't technically on.
That's right. Show. But I've already done that.
Oh. How many secret accounts does he have?
Yeah. That's why we
so many iTunes accounts I have. This new beer just opened is called the Good IPA from Moonraker. Is this a Wazoo Corvette donated beer?
Yes.
All right.
And I tried to give you the top pour if you didn't see that I opened it and handed it to you.
He just assumes he
that's a good
it.
Aroma.
Just assumes he gets top.
I like that aroma.
Mine doesn't have any. Did you steal it all?
Yep.
Damn it.
Ooh. That's smooth.
I like this one.
It's definitely got the juice.
Got the juice. It's a little green, right? Am I right?
I'm not getting the green. I'm not getting green.
Yeah, it's a little ripe. Or underripe.
I think it's a little green, Mikey.
Under
thanks.
Ripe. Better than good. Jerks. No date on here.
It's good stuff. Thank you, Wazoo and Moonraker. Before the show, while we were tailgating beers, we had a couple from our new friends over there at Single Speed Brewing out there in Iowa. Ew. Hanging out, chilling, tipping cows. That was one of the beers. Tip the cat. Was it tip the cow?
Tip of the morning to you. Tip the cow.
Very, very solid.
Cocoa espresso milk stout.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is breakfast in a can for
right.
sure.
That is if I'm in Iowa, that is what I'm having with my breakfast right there. That was solid. And then we also had another one from them, the Hellas, the Gable. Gable?
Okay, so Matt's hogging it.
The Hellas beer from called Gable. Munich Hellas. Nice, clean.
Yeah, classic.
Yeah. These single speed guys are getting down there,
getting in the classic, classic beers here.
Classic.
And then also
Vlasic beers.
Kern you want Vlasic. A Ooh, maybe a goes. Vlasic goes.
Vlasic goes.
We also had Kern River, just outstanding. 12-ounce can.
Kern
River. All these are 12-ounce cans. Started with 3 12-ounce cans. Look at that.
Wow.
It's like we planned it.
It's probably the best Hellas I've had in a while.
They're all ball cans.
Ball cans. Yeah, Nick was noticing something, Matt, in the tailgate that you weren't here yet, that the single speed has like a little variant pop there. On that can, the top of the can.
Look at the neck of the can.
Look at that can there.
It's a little sharper than the rest. This profile right here.
Now Matt is looking and judging, comparing it to the Kern River can.
It's different.
It looks about the same.
Ooh, wow.
About the same, but not the same.
Yeah, exactly. It's it about. Mm-hmm. So thanks for being here.
They're different.
We're gonna have some fun. And yeah. There's nothing happened this week.
Nothing. Beer. Zero. Nope.
Zero things happened.
We always complain things happen after.
Cool.
Cool. Culture.
Of course, the thing everyone's been talking about this week in craft beer is Tap Savvy is open in West Phoenix.
Ah, is that what they're talking about?
Woo! Philip out there in West Phoenix, he's got Tap Savvy. It's open. It's open, mofos.
Yeah, just in time for your holiday.
He's got a lot of indie beer going on out there.
In between Christmas shopping.
You're out there shopping in West Phoenix. Make sure you stop at Tap Savvy because it's open. And you can have a get it official get it location for the Phoenix area. Ooh, Tap Savvy
really have a line fest.
Yeah. Okay. No. Ballast Point. I mean no. That is the biggest news to me is the Tap Savvy.
Right.
With the two V's. Tap Savvy V. So Ballast Point.
Uh huh.
They got bought out again, but
sold.
Yeah, sold. Sorry. They were sold again, and this time sold to a non-big beer buyer.
Yeah. Originally secret purchaser, now known as Box Wine Company.
Box Wine Company. That's one of the investors.
Ah, yes. Sorry.
One of six investors. So this beer... all the best information has come from Josh Knoll over there at Hop Notes. Make sure you're following him if you want all the good stuff. So Chicago. So there's a tiny Chicago area brewery called Kings and Convicts.
600 barrels a year.
So and this one of the one with four investors. They got four people, basically two guys, I think, sort of running it. And then two other investors. So you got four owners of this little brewery. One of them's an Australian dude. And so this dude is somehow golfing with one of the guys that owns Ballast Point, with Constellation Brands guys.
Wow.
He's like, so, hey, what's going on? He's like, basically, he's like, hey, what's going on with the Ballast Point?
Huh?
And the guy's like, yeah, I don't know, man.
Hey,
how's, well, we're thinking about that, bro.
How's craft beer, for example, let me just pull something random, Ballast Point.
Yeah. Ballast Point, yeah. Yeah, kind of screwed that one up. I don't know, man. Kind of like to get rid of it, if you know what I mean. He's like, yeah.
Sure would make the wife happy.
Yeah. He's like, my wife keeps bugging me. He's like, you got to get that Ballast Point out of the garage, honey.
When's that project brewery going to be done?
Yeah, when's that going to be done? Well, we got to make that $1 billion back, honey. Okay.
It's a classic.
Yeah, I'm going to get it. I just got to get a guy for the carburetor. So he's like, yeah, I don't know. He's like, hey, how much would that Ballast Point be? Maybe. much do you think that would run? He's like, oh, I don't know, blah, blah, blah. Throws out a number. He's like, interesting. Goes to his buddies over there, Kings and Comics, like, you won't believe this shit, dude. I was golfing with the fucking Constellation guy, and he's like, he's going to offer, we could just buy Ballast Point right now. Get a couple other dudes, get that wine guy in, we can buy Ballast Point. Like, no way, bro. And they did it.
They did it.
Next day, basically.
Nailed it.
So now we've got a new owner of Ballast Point. First ever this has happened, I believe, that Big Beer has sold off something they bought out. Said, never mind.
Instead of just closing it and dismantling?
Yeah, instead of dismantling, like, well, let's get something for this. It's like when you buy something that didn't fit and you're just like, I don't really want to take it back. Maybe I'll just put the yard sale.
Let somebody else enjoy this.
Yeah.
Ill-fitted sweater.
basically, Constellation Brands 70 yard sale. And
wow.
Kings and Comics came up and was like, how much for this? $5.
Take $2? But, you know, I just need this for an ugly sweater party. Yeah. How about $2?
All right.
I'm going to hot glue it and stuff anyway. I mean, it's. I just need the base.
If you're going to use it, okay. We'll let it go for $2.
So the other things to note from it, the Kings and Convicts is still planning to open a 43,000 square foot production facility in Wisconsin. They're still doing that simultaneously while buying Ballast Point. They also did say that they were going to use Ballast Point locations to help produce their beer and distribute.
He bought Ballast Point just so he could make his beer. He's like, well, fuck.
Yeah,
now I can make my beer all over the place.
They got everything I need.
And also in the sale, it did exclude the Daleville, Virginia production facility for Ballast Point, which is, they said that was kind of slated to turn more into the Corona hard seltzer factory.
Yeah.
Ooh. And
that hard Corona. Ooh.
So they weren't getting everything Ballast Point owns. So I imagine the certain facilities will shed the name of Ballast Point. And then there were also a string of closures of different tap rooms that have happened
before all this. Yeah.
I assume those will stay closed and not be a part of the sale as well.
So yeah, they're saying the right things, that the Kings and Comics guys, like, yeah, we're not doing anything other than just taking over what's left of Ballast Point, which is what you always hear, but whenever there's some changeover, but this feels like this is what they're going to do. Hopefully they keep everybody around. What I'm really curious about is if Ballast Point's this version of Ballast Point 3.0, Ballast Point 3.0, if they're going to have all the same shelf space, are they going to have all the same tap handles? Like, that's what I'm really curious about.
So they want you're speculating they want these distribution contracts and shelf space.
So, like, I don't mind having whatever the Kings and Convicts beer here and there. If all that Ballast Point is still the same, or if that Ballast Point falls back enough to where another craft, as long as that Ballast Point is the same as far as taking up space, or it falls back to more different craft beer, that I would hate to see if I have zero idea, but like, it feels like they might downsize some more just to keep it tight. But
Do you think Ballast Point still has the same presence it did at the time of sellout? Because my guess is a significant amount of people stopped drinking Ballast Point if the value dropped that low in that short amount of time.
Just in general, they went from 400,000 barrels down to 200,000. So they shed 200,000 barrels. So that's a lot of beer that was not made or sold. And they laid off a bunch of their sales force too. So it's both sides of less beer being made, less beer on shelves, less people to push beer.
But why do you make less beer? Because it's not moving like you thought it was, right? You don't just decide to make less of it if it's doing well.
No, but I mean, it's the you know, something at that scale is very expensive to run. And if you're only, if you already paid $1 billion for it and, you know, it's, you know, you don't want to just, if your interest is not to keep it, which I don't think they planned on keeping it for too long. But you, why keep throwing so much money at it if you decrease?
Well, it was doing well. That's why you do that. They were top of the mark when they sold.
Right. Well, no, but so they bought it.
Mm-hmm.
They sold off the spirits to, and then that became Cutwater, and that sold to AB. So it was like they made a return on that. They're keeping the Midwest brewery for their Corona. So that's something else that they got to keep that they didn't have to invest in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they, you know, they, like I said, they shed a bunch of things and just said, well, we're not going to put too much money into this. So it, there's a lot of moving parts of it. It's not just some guy walking past it in a grocery store.
Yes. A lot of that has to do with it. I mean, that's why they bought the brand, because they had that shelf presence, that name recognition, that sales point. That was an expensive six pack when they were making Skull.
But the funny thing is they never really did lower the price
right
that much. You would have thought like, oh, we're going to be, we all thought like, oh, we're going to be seeing Sculpin for $8.99 in the grocery stores now. And it never really did drop that much.
Mm-mm.
I think a good take on this, somebody had on Twitter. I put it out to 3B Zine or Beer Night in San Diego and Indie Beer Show, our San Diego friends who would obviously have the most invested in this thing with the Ballast Point and stuff, and asked them, can we drink it now? And basically saying like, yeah, but there doesn't seem like to be that much excitement about it because of the people that bought it. Nobody knows them, and there's sort of this undercurrent of like they're kind of bro-y-ish. This is what I'm just sort of getting from the vibe of Beer Twitter is sort of thinks they're too bro-y and they're not that excited about them. And so everyone's kind of like, I'm not sure what's going to happen here. Is this going to be bad or good? I don't know. But I'm just excited that it's going to be indie beer. And I have this option now that I didn't have before. And we haven't had that in a long time for craft beer of having more options. Like it's been years since we were like gaining shelf space and pushing out big beer or something. We've been getting big beers keeps nicking away at the craft beer section bit by bit. And even if maybe the ownership isn't super cool or super hip, it's still, and if there's, because there's six investors or whatever, and I know Good Beer Hunting wants to like, guys, this is investment group. It's not craft beer. It's investment group. Like, shut up, dude. It's craft beer. But
so if the quality comes back, you're putting it back in rotation.
We years and years ago when we first laid this craft beer battle of like us and three BZ and Indie Beer Show were like, it's given that we want. We know that craft beer doesn't necessarily mean it's good beer. We're still talking. It's a given. We're talking about good craft beer. So if it turns out like they just completely ruined Ballast Point beer, we're not going to be like still buying it just because it's craft beer. That's just, we've already established that long ago. But Roger Smith had a take on this on Twitter saying, I see this as a win, to be honest. What it means is that voting with our dollar worked and that they were nowhere near as profitable as projected. We'll have back something that was taken, and having another option seems like a plus to me. It'll be nice throwback having a Sculpin. I am excited to try Sculpin again. I'm excited to try the Big Eye. Was that was it Big Eye? I've already forgotten all the Ballast Point portfolio. And that watermelon Durango,
Dorado.
Maybe we should have some now and celebrate.
Wow.
Or not. We don't have to.
Oh, we're saving this.
Oh, it's getting saved. There's an old school Ballast Point watermelon Dorado out there, just hanging there. Durango Dorado, whatever it is, from the bad beer drawer. I need beer, obviously. I need to straighten myself out.
One of these or fresh?
What do you? What do you sure. For? Well, you're up. Now you got to get one. I was going to just take that one, but. Fridge mic. Is the fridge mic working? Let's see. Maybe.
Hi.
Oh, it is.
Hello.
Hello.
What are we looking at?
I don't know.
Throw me a flavor.
Find something, bruh.
Throw me a flavor.
It's up to you. You're in the beer fridge. You get to choose.
I'm just going to sit here drinking.
Where was the beer fridge mic last week?
Drinking stout.
You should have had an ice cooler mic.
He was in front of it.
That was mine. Oh, so it was Nick's mic was also the ice cooler mic.
His footrest was the ice chest.
Oh, okay.
You couldn't tell when I switched from regular mic to fridge mic.
No, I couldn't. You didn't have the echo effect.
Yeah.
We're all waiting.
What the hell?
We're all thirsty.
We're sitting here getting thirsty. Getting thirsty.
Let's see if he won. A winning comeback. I'll just choose this one that was closest to me.
Maybe I did that on purpose. Maybe I didn't.
Tip of the cow to you.
I love gold.
New beer entering the show from Moxa Brewing in the Sacramento area. Mac and cheese? Chise? C-H-I apostrophe S. Mac and cheese and mac and cheese instead of mac and cheese. It's got a pretty, pretty can. Oh, a sour blonde with coconut.
Oh, wow.
Macadamia nuts and pineapple.
That's not what I thought it was. But here we go.
All right, we're doing it. And this is donated to the show by Wazoo Corvette. And
I'm just going to go ahead and pass that right. Ooh.
Wow. Matt says, nah. So, yeah, Ballast Point. It's not official at the time of this taping, but.
Oh, my.
Now we can go back to our old shows that when we're raving about, ooh, the Sculpin beer, have you guys tried this? It's so great. Now we can, you know, now we can replay those shows again.
Perfect.
And it'll be indie beer again.
It's like it's all new all over again.
Yeah. This isn't that bad.
That's
it's actually pretty good.
The aroma's a little.
It's not as sour as you think. But ooh.
Fart funk on the aroma.
I feel this is pretty heavy though. Maybe? No?
Mm. 8.2.
All right. Yeah.
8.2.
That's a heavy for a sour to me.
Wow.
That's pretty good though.
I'm shocked you said that.
Yeah, I'm not having too big of a problem with this. I really thought I would.
Maybe we should exchange that one for a different one then. That's a little similar in flavors.
Oh, this one you?
Yeah, the it's other another one sour. I thought I had an IPA and a sour and ended up with two sours.
Well, we can keep that around
just in
and
case.
Add to it. What else, Matt? Do you have some culture things or is there more Ballast Point you want discuss that we haven't?
No, I don't want to start arguments on that.
Are you not gonna care about this? The Ballast Point 3.0? Is that what you're saying?
No, I do care about it tremendously. I've already seen speculations where people are like, oh, maybe former employees or executives would be interested in going back to the company but I don't think necessarily that's going to be a thing.
You don't think that's going to happen? I was thinking about that too. I was like, I wonder if any of the old school people will come back and get the band back together.
Will they regain presence? I mean, I don't think they're going to put posters next to it and being like, now India again. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's
under new management.
Yes, like the hardware stores. Yeah.
I don't know if that's necessarily going to be a thing, but I mean, if they don't change anything and they brew the same beers that they're probably already chain authorized, you know, I don't know if they would want to use the same distribution houses that Ballast Point already has, or do they want to switch it to the other side or independents? That's something they have to figure out. I know that they still want to scale up distribution from what the articles I've read. They also want to grow their own brand with Ballast, you know, and continue to produce Ballast Point at 200,000 barrels. There's a lot of things that they have to work out to kind of really see where this goes. And, you know, there could be a hiccup in, you know, what we have here in town that's still distributed, still takes shelf space. We don't know what we'll lose or retain or anything like that. So I'm interested to know more how they're able to come back from what it was to now what it is. I also said it's probably already authorized in stores if it hasn't been DQ'd because of, you know, whatever reasoning, but they're now going to have to, you know, put their own sales staff out there because I doubt that the the Miller Coors people that could have been incentivized or could have cared about the beer probably are not going to care about it now if they're not incentivized or it's not part of their portfolio.
Okay.
So
that's something to think about.
They'll definitely need their own boots on the ground to do the legwork.
Right. Like it's probably, yeah, they're probably not going to have like the exact same distribution network. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Like if you're falling back into the actual craft beer category, Now those big distributors are going to be like, I'm not going to push this beer anymore.
Mm-hmm. So it's definitely a lot of different things that need to work out. And it's a little bit of smoke and mirrors. I think, you know, they probably built the company way too big and sold it for way too much money. That's not a hidden thing.
Right.
And then they, you know, kind of stripped things off of it and then resold it. But, you know, I think the new company, hopefully it seems like maybe some of their investors have experience with stuff and, you know, businesses and big businesses, but hopefully they kind of see it. Well, it was like one was hotels, one was wine.
The main guy that actually has from the brewery is that, sold a bunch of hotel chains and then the guy they brought in is from owns some or has stake in wineries, but major wineries.
The thing that gets me about it is their actual functioning facility did 600 barrels in 2018. That either means that was a placeholder until they got their, you know, 46,000 square foot building online and they really know what they're doing, or they're just, you know, like, here goes nothing.
Total noobs. And it was just like a hobby for them. And they're like, holy crap. Now we own Ballast Point. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah. So it's,
that'll be fun to see.
Yeah. So multiple layers of it. Jake from State Farm tipped me off later this afternoon that Anderson Valley sold.
What?
They had sold in 2010 to HMB Holdings, and now they're selling again to
another resale
bought by North Bay lawyer and his family. So it's going to more of a single person, Kevin McGee.
Kevin McGee.
Substantial experience in the wine and beer industry. Sounds like
somebody that's on the sessions or something.
The Healdsburg area lawyer. And he will succeed Trey White as Anderson Valley's president and CEO. So he's buying the company and becoming the CEO.
And I'm going to run it. I'm the big shot here. But not you.
They say it'll retain
is mine.
The 60 employees and their veteran brewmaster.
Good goodness back over here.
So it's
threw you a bone over there.
Thanks, bro.
But let's see here.
So it's not, I mean, there's still craft brewery and everything. Don't, you know, you scared me a little bit. It's got a different person owning it now.
But he's also developing and launching his own Helzberg Brewing Company, one barrel nano brewery.
He's not going to launch one against it.
Ales with local.
Not only do I own Arizona Valley, but I'm launching a rival brewery called Rival. So
that's the part I don't get is the, you know, the 600 barrel buys Ballast Point, and then this guy's buying Anderson Valley, and he's like, but then I'm going to start my own one barrel.
But I'm also starting this one. This one I like better, but whatever. If you're going to still drink Anderson Valley.
It's just amber ale.
I'm still going to make the money. All the Anderson Valley money's going to me and my new brewery. And I'm super cool.
Want a t-shirt?
Some weird crap's going on in craft beer right now, man.
Yeah.
It's wild times.
Then a while back, we reported that Boulder Beer Company said that it was shedding distribution and packaging and just going to be focusing on being just a tap room.
Being cool.
And they now announced that they are partnering with Sleeping Giant. And Sleeping Giant will now produce their package, ship, and distribute sales and marketing of their core beer brands for the retail, with both on and off premise. So Boulder Beer will still make their own beer for their own brew pub, and that's it. Mm-hmm. And the Sleeping Giant will now make kegs, bottles, cans, and distribute, sales, market, all that out in the trade.
Okay. Okay. So I'm calling in Janine. Keep an eye on that for us.
Reps.
So it'll be, they kind of just stepped in and said, whoa, you can't just get out of the game like that.
Whoa, 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 whoa. What do you think you are? Ballast Point? Nope, nope, no.
The last little news story is Coca-Cola filed a complaint with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office last week. We're going to file a
complaint.
Claiming that Mark Anthony's brand's application to register White Claw Hard Seltzer Surge infringes on its Surge brand of citrus sodas.
White Claw Surge.
They need a surge?
Yeah.
And the
White Claw, White Claw bringing you down.
White Claw Hard Seltzer Surge is a product that has not yet been announced, but it is something that exists, and they tried to patent it. And
get this shit
Coca-Cola burned. Straight up said no.
New. Scotty, new.
And it did say that Coca-Cola did file December 31st, 2013 for a trademark on the Surge name. So
busted.
Dun, dun, dun. I would not go up against Coca-Cola. Be like trying to go up against Disney, I would imagine.
That sounds like fun. Let's try
it. Let's do it. Let's make a Coca-Cola and Disney-inspired label for our Perfect Pour beer that we're going to brew with Zach's Brewing.
Yeah.
I mean, Zach's Brewing is going to take all the legal hit from that, right? We don't have to worry about it. Sorry about that little label thing, bro.
Label by.
That's label culture. Time. That's Matt's culture. Nick, do you have some other things to add?
I guess the only other thing to add is Stone Brewing is looking at a second overseas location to be placed conveniently in Beijing, China.
Wow, I saw Stone Greg doing a live Instagram earlier.
Wow.
I didn't hear him mention that. I missed it.
Yeah, this one is in capital city of Beijing. This is their second location in China.
Okay.
So, the first one is Shanghai. So 2020, if you're over there.
That's his market now. Look he's
for
like,
that.
He's like, screw you, Germany.
Yeah.
You guys were nice. I'm going to China. They're nice to me. Dude. And then BrewDog will step in here.
And buy that one.
We're brewing in China. With BrewDog.
Just happen to be playing golf in China.
Playing golf with the mayor of Beijing. He's like, hey, man. You want a brewery? Sure. All right.
Have your people call my people.
Yeah. All right. That's the...
Oh, yeah. That's yeah, the culture. We did the others already.
Did them others already. Covered that. And we're enjoying these... Matt's not enjoying that sour, but...
Nope.
I'm still enjoying this, the what's left of this good.
Good.
From the Moonraker. Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving? 559-492-0542. It's the voicemail line of the Dorktown Network. You can leave voicemails and they'll get on, except for when I screw up and don't properly give the voicemails to Nick and Matt when I'm gone. So, I really thought I was going to be able to forward those over to him. I was like, oh, I'll just be able to forward those to him. That didn't work. I was like, well,
it's the digital age.
Let me make sure one of them can get into it and sign into him. Then they can. That didn't work. So, yeah. So if you called in last week and the game played, that was my fault. We're going to play them right now. But also, you can email us, perfectportpodcast@gmail.com. Record something on your smartphone and send that right over to us. We like to keep them under 3 minutes. And Google Voice, make sure you should keep it there. Very hard and fast rule. But let's go with the first few voicemails are going to be, supposed to have been on last week. So. It's not the voicemailer's fault. It's my fault. So blame me. And we'll go with. Oh, shit. Now, nah, screwing that up, too. Why is that not?
I've been catching. This is the Chino Rock Club. Mm-hmm. I've been catching a lot of heat all over this group text.
Yeah.
Listen, just because I have a yacht in Chino Hills, and sometimes...
Does he really have a yacht?
He must.
In Rockland.
Sometimes in Rockland?
Most of the time in Rockland. Doesn't mean I'm a bad person or a bad guy. Yes. I am an asshole.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes. Most of the time.
Like everybody.
But I'm still a fun, loving individual. And no, I am not Fontana Jim. I am actually Chino Yacht Club.
They got that same Fontana accent.
So that's what it is.
Just wanted to put that out there. Listen, just be nice. Okay,
Chino. Are people right. Messing with them on the group text, I guess?
Wow.
And cool? I did kick everybody's ass in fantasy football during the Perfect Four League this year. Ooh. So far, I'm number one.
Yeah, I'm number one.
Remember that. Goodbye, guys.
Not for good.
Goodbye.
Just for now, right?
Mm-hmm. Bye. Thanks, wow. Chino.
So there's a secret... Hey. There's even a secret group text that we don't know about?
I think that's there's a group text amongst the fantasy footballers. Fantasy,
okay. Yeah, no, keep me out of that one.
I can read some of it for you. You need to. Don't you worry. Let's see. I probably won't get sent. I won't be able to see anything.
Yeah.
There's a lot of GIFs.
Okay.
Going on.
Anything shareable? Like what can you describe a non-aggressive GIF that you see?
Nah, everything's pretty.
Okay.
And this week I'll be calling to the Perfect Port. I'm ending my strike. Wait, what? Oh, they're just joking.
Oh.
Yeah, nothing's... Nothing that we're going to get excited about here.
Great.
Great.
Chewy.
Chewy. Chewy, we're home.
Did you eat Baby Yoda?
Don't eat Baby Yoda, Chewy. I know he looks tasty.
Hey, guys.
Whoa.
Paul here.
Paul.
Hey, Paul.
So, yeah, the new Belgium buyout.
Yes.
That happened.
Oh, yeah. That
of course,
thing.
We knew it was going to happen because they all but said it.
Did we?
Several years ago that they were actively seeking corporate buyout.
They were caught.
So it was it is. I mean, honestly, New Belgium hasn't made anything that has really impressed me. I'm not ripping on them, but, you know, just saying, like, I have not actively sought out their beer for quite some time, and so it's not going to affect me at all. You know, they were a cool brewery for a long time. They did a lot of cool stuff, and they got bigger and bigger, and, you know, it's just kind of, they were just paving the way for corporatization. So I honestly don't think it's really that big of a deal in the grand scheme of things. Mikey, because I've heard you on multiple occasions mention Tony Armas, and I just had to bring up the fact that
Oakland A's Alpha.
Back in the day, I used to go see a lot of A's games, and I, you know, when Ricky Henderson was stealing bases on the A's, and I actually got Tony Armas to sign my glove, and if I can find it, I will take a picture of it and send it to you.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Nice.
Total non-beer related tangent.
He's my first outfielder hero.
I wish you the best. Oh, and congratulations on, what is it, 7 years now? And happy holidays to you all, and let me express my true gratitude to the Perfect Four. And with that, I say, keep up the good work. Cheers.
Cheers. Thanks, happy Paul. Happy anniversary, guys.
Woohoo.
7 years.
We've made it.
Woo. Look at us.
Are we millionaires yet?
Look at us. I don't think we are.
Okay.
Not that I'm aware
Some
of.
Some say I ain't worth a dollar, but I feel like a millionaire.
Wow. Ooh, look at that positive guy.
He had a healthy poop today.
He's like, I feel great now.
I feel like $1 million.
$1 million. That's great. It is. Okay.
What's going on in there? Oh, Rich Mike, it's open.
Rooting around deep.
He's being quiet about it. He's just staring at it. Oh, nope. Now he's doing something.
It sounds like a can. I don't hear any bottle movement. I hear can movement.
Avoid the bottle.
Oh, he's switching things around. He's not liking what he's seeing.
Yeah.
Lots of
sours
that?
And gozas.
What's behind that can?
Sours
and gozas. You might be checking dates.
Mm-hmm. Be safe. Is he being safe?
Be safe.
Check your dates.
Now he's getting in the bags.
Do you have snacks in there? What's going on?
I don't know. I guess I have snacks in there.
Bag of Eggo waffles.
Yeah, that does sound like an Eggo waffle bag. There's no Eggo waffles in there. I don't know who put Eggo waffles in there.
Let's put these in there.
Let's put some Eggos.
Mm, it's fine. They don't need to be frozen.
He's looking for the Hot Pockets.
Uh-oh. Now it's kicked on. That's how long he's had the door open.
Wow.
Fridge is like, geez. Guess I got to start cooling things down. He's really going on an expedition here.
He's reached to the back of the fridge. He's now setting up camp in the back corner.
He's come back.
He must have had something in mind. And
put in a lot of work on that one.
I love blast.
Man, that was a tough open.
Well, Mikey, you were correct. It was a double can pull from the fridge.
Double can pull. This one's from, sorry, guys.
Guess who?
It's Wazoo Corvette donated beer. More Wazoo Corvette beers. New Glories. Tragic Outsiders IPA. I've had it.
How did you hide it?
I think I had this at Eureka Burger.
Oh, it was a restaurant purchase.
There you go, passing it along. Back over that way.
I think I have.
As we continue with voicemails.
Perfect pour. Hey, it's Donnie from Drinking in the Northwest.
Nice.
Hey, a couple of quick notes from this weekend. Mikey, I wish I would have caught up with you. I was going to load the car up and bring a bunch of beer down with me. Saturday, we made a 3.5-hour trek down to Willamette Valley to drink wine.
Mm.
I know, but I could have brought some great beers and met up with you, but I wasn't quite sure when you were going to be in the Portland area. Friday night, I won tickets to see Jeff Foxworthy at one of the local casinos.
Oh,
and while I was there, I partook in some beverages. I had the Alaskan Icy Bay IPA. I had a couple of those, and it was fantastic. And then Saturday, while we're in Oregon drinking wine, I picked up a bottle of Gigantic Brewing IPA out of Portland. And I must say, I was pleasantly surprised with it. I think Portland has a lot of great beers. Speaking of, Great Notion Brewing announced they're opening a tap room in the Ballard area of Seattle.
What?
Right next to Ruben's Brews.
And finally.
So that'll be even a better place to
cool.
go hang out. And then also Saturday, my home brewery, Five Rights, had their Z Nation, the TV show Z Nation. They had their tribute series. They had 6 beers on tap. The brewer and owner, RJ, is friends with the executive producer. And Doc, one of the main characters in the show, came up, autographed a bunch of stuff. I had some of the beers, fantastic beers. RJ does a good job anyway. But just a neat thing benefiting the Marysville Food Bank. Lots of good stuff going on in the breweries and stuff up here in the Pacific Northwest. Mikey, I know you're in Portland. I wish that you guys could make a trip a little bit farther north, but someday I'm going to jump in a car with a cooler or 2 or 3 full of beer and bring down some beer to you guys if the wife lets me.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Anyway, guys, I appreciate everything you guys do. Keep up the great work. Louie.
Not Lou.
Aw, Louie. You got a shout out, Louie. Louie, you got a shout out.
I think I get a cracker every time somebody mentions my name.
Oh, no, I'll give you a piece of cracker.
I get one cracker. One whole cracker.
Peace.
No, whole crackers.
That's for Louie. Oh, thank you, sir. Yeah.
Northwest.
I'll wait till Ben Cots before I spoil any Portlanding things.
Man.
As we continue to voicemail.
Hey, guys. Monday morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me some work.
Woo.
Boo.
Boo.
I'm just kidding. I like my job.
What? Screw you.
Anyway. Slumber Jose.
What's up, Lumber?
How you doing?
Great.
Hey, so here's a Monday morning hot take. Ready? I was thinking about this. I was listening to Scotty B. Scotty B. Chief. And he was educating about how New Belgium, not part of the cool kids no more. Crazy, man.
That's right.
Crazy. I used to love New Belgium,
Scotty.
Dude. I used to drink it all the time. That was what got me into craft beer, was New Belgium.
Ooh, gateway
all
beer.
All about the New Belgium, dude.
Yeah, that's a big game.
And then that
Baptized
followed
big
into Chimay and a bunch of other stuff, and then here we are today. I drink nothing but hazies. And yeah. Anyway, I take. Ready? Is the problem that the minute you open a tap room or any kind of expansion into Asheville, North Carolina, you insta sell out? Is that what it is? Wicked Weed? You expanded in Nashville, boom, sold out. New Belgium, expanded to Asheville, boom, sold out. Should we be worried about Sierra Nevada?
Ooh. Yes. Yes, we should
always be worried.
Getting close.
And then Ballast Point
Brew
is over there, right?
Brew 4-2.
Would somebody get Chew a DDH Sherman? God sakes. The show is tanking now without all these chew your beer voicemails. Thanks, Lumber. And we're now officially caught up with all the traditional voicemails, guys. I screwed Nick and Matt without not being able to play those last week. So this one was actually from this week. But
okay.
So actually, I think I still have the same problem. So I'm going to have to let Nick take over the voicemail segment now with the email voicemail.
Pass around
the cable, the cobbles.
Pass it around.
This is it's a good beer. This New Glory we're having around.
Right? That's very nice. Very nice. Mm-hmm. I'm enjoying it despite its haziness. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Citra and Equinot are the featured hops.
Oh, Equinot, huh? Man, can't go wrong with Citra. I don't know how to feel about Equinot. I don't know. I probably have and just wasn't paying attention, an all Equinot hopped beer. See what that's like.
Okay. Ooh, these go back to last week. Right? 26.
Well, those are the ones you guys had access to, so.
But I think these came in
maybe after you guys, because we recorded early.
We recorded on the 26th.
So this is from the 27th.
All right, let's get into them.
Let's see if you could guess in two notes or less. Guess who this voicemailer is. Oh, let's check the sound
level. I can do it in one note.
One note. Okay.
Name that voicemailer. Oh, that's a poor little what? That's Jazz.
Nice.
Sorry, it's been a minute. Anyways, I'm just calling in to wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving.
No, thanks.
And hoping that you're spending an amazing time with your friends and loved ones.
Terrible. Thank you for reminding me.
Some amazing brews. I'm about to head out to John Market to go ahead and pick out some gems. I hear they have Pliny on tap right now, so I'm excited for that. But, yeah, big shout out to my boys, the Garage Boys, Cousin Ant. All right, y'all.
Yeah.
Peace out. And keep up the good work. Peace.
Wow. Oh,
nice, quick. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. Oh, by the way, congrats to Tioga Sequoia for getting on Worst Beer Blog.
Oh man.
People that didn't even follow me anymore tagged me and they're like, "Hey, you see this?" And
I like that whenever it is you're into, like in this instance maybe craft beer or whatever, like the people that don't like see it like a couple days later like, "Hey, did you see this?" Yeah, I saw it. This is something I follow. Like, somebody will be like, "Did you see this Baby Yoda?" Yeah, I saw it. I watched it in the show that I watch, that you don't watch.
Oh, boy.
And they're like, "Matt, did you see that you're on Worst Beer Blog?" Yeah, saw it.
Bro. I just like how there was no caption. There was just like, just a straight screen grab and just posted.
I like that. I think Tioga Sequoia won that because you look at the comments.
There's 103 comments.
The most I would say there's the things usually on Worst Beer Blog, the comments usually are just like completely like, you know, stroking Worst Beer Blog's ego and like, "Yeah, this is messed up, bro." A lot of them are like, that's a good beer. That's actually a good, that's fun.
There was one guy that critiqued what kind of tree it was.
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of that. That's actually not a spruce. Oh, it's not a spruce tip. So what we're talking about, in case you didn't see it on Instagram, was Worst Beer Blog. Tioga Sequoia is making their Christmas beer. What's it called? The beer that's merry. It's merry. It's very merry.
It's our Christmas card IPA.
Yeah. It's a good, it was a great beer. That was my favorite beer in December last year.
Oh, wow.
And so, making it again, and they put a Christmas tree in there just because it's fun. And I think I taste that tree. As far as I'm concerned,
you do,
and it's a good ass beer. So Worst Beer Bog's like, oh, look at these dumb Fresno people. And people are like, eh, actually, that's a good beer.
Yes, Redemption.
So I did enjoy that mentally. So sorry.
Wow.
Sorry, I tangented the voicemails.
It's all right. You had a week off. You had to.
Yeah, I'm getting in stuff. Yeah. I wasn't able to. I was talking at you guys. I'm like,
wrong.
I have a thing. Wrong. I have a thing to interrupt. I'm trying to interrupt them, honey. Who are you talking to out there? Nick and Matt. Oh, okay, on the phone. No.
I can't hear you from here.
Damn it.
You're 300 miles away. More than that, I guess.
I don't like that. The show is better. Why'd you say nothing?
Close the bathroom window. We can hear you.
Shit. Didn't think anyone was listening.
We got an email from...
Oh, okay.
It's very anonymous here. The sender is AB. The letter is A and letter B.
Okay.
And they say, entertaining and humorous education. Humorously.
Humorously. Humorously. Without humor, they somehow still...
Educational. Keep up the good work. Never stop talking. I love the synergy between you three guys. Peace.
Peace. So, I don't know. That's what we just know as AB? AB. Thank you, AB.
I will not give out his real email address.
Oh, okay. Well, let's all email him.
Yeah.
You're awesome, bro.
You're a jerk. Fontana Jim.
The Fontana Jim?
Oh, that's, he emailed us a map and asks us.
Yeah.
Is it indie?
I like maps. Okay. Maps are indie.
It's the.
Except for Google Maps. That's not indie.
Brewery. Parent company map.
Oh, okay.
You know, with it's the updated, lines. Updated.
Right. Drawn. All the lines. The crazy, like the crazy wall of thread lines.
The thread map.
Now, this one's owned by six different people. In my mind, that makes them not craft beer.
For our next voicemail, we go to the East Coast.
Okay. Back out the East.
More man baby. More man baby. No. Where's the man baby? More man, baby.
Boo.
Left turn or right turn?
Brew, four,
chew. Oh, it's left.
Brew,
four, chew.
Brew,
four, chew.
Brew,
four, chew.
Florida.
Uh-oh. That's some Florida dude. Some random Florida guy.
Random Florida guy.
Nobody wants more man, baby.
One person does.
Well, all right. I'm cool, dude. Beer, oh, yes. Money. Missing some podcast.
Welcome to Wrestling with Beer. I'm your host, Sky91. Scotty. And welcome to episode, I believe it's 14.
Oh, wow. Getting up there.
Moving along.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to jump right in things. I'm a little behind on Perfect Pour episodes. I just... finishing up
join the club
New Belgium.
Yep.
I'm right on top,
ironically,
of them.
Not really ironically, because I bought it purposely. I bought a New Belgium beer at the store today. I saw they had some Hop Avenger IPA. It's one that I haven't had yet by them, so I was like, okay, I'm gonna grab it before it's buyout and check it out. And it's nice, citrusy and bitter IPA. I think it clocks in at like 7.7%.
Wow.
I don't think I'm going to stop drinking New Belgium. They don't seem like they're really changing. They're going to change your practices and stuff yet. Sort of same as like with Lagunitas. Like they didn't really change too much when Heineken bought them. Ooh. So like I'm not really against Lagunitas now. But anyhow, moving on to a question from my last show that Mikey, I believe, had about how I keep track of my breweries.
Yeah. What's going on there?
I have a super nerd spreadsheet.
Yes.
That keeps track of my breweries. My
get a Moleskin.
So we can like figure out like which ones we haven't been to and visit them. And it keeps track of what states I visit breweries in and a bunch of other crazy stuff. It's quite embarrassing how in depth it goes into keeping track of the breweries and what ones we want to go to. But Untappd actually, I think, does keep track too, but it's by, it has to be a brewery in the venue style, and it could be a little accurate at times, but yeah. So also, I haven't gotten any verified emails yet from Untappd about Bar Scotty, probably because I made it on Foursquare and then deleted it, but it still shows up in Untappd. It's a whole mess. But someday maybe it'll be real, and I'll make it really a verified venue.
Yeah, do it.
Untappd.
Bar Scotty.
Other
get the studio verified.
Cool thing I wanted to bring up is I'm coming up to my 5,000th beer on Untappd.
Whoa.
Wow.
After checking in this Hop Avenger, I am only 11 beers away, 11 beers from 5,000. So I'm going to try and hit it on Saturday. I'll try and give you guys a call.
Yeah, call it for that.
What my 5,000th unique beer on Untappd is.
Well, it's unique. 5,000th unique.
Fun stuff. So I'll keep you guys updated. And yeah, as always, guys, keep up the good work. And that's the bottom of the keg, because Stone Cold drank it. Bam!
I think he broke something.
He really did break something.
Threw the cat through the window.
Damn cat. Keep drinking my beers.
Get out of my beer.
We continue.
Hey, fellas, it's Brian, Quasi Corvette.
Oh,
hey, so that new brewery up in Lincoln, California, so kind of northeast of Sacramento, called Slice Beer Company. You had a couple of their collabs.
Oh, yeah.
They actually opened up a week before last. A nice, really quaint little tap room. Holds about 35 people. I think they had
eight
beers on tap. All light-colored stuff.
You just want five-person tap room?
Got through most of them. The flagship hazy IPA called Original Juice was tasting really good.
Juicy.
Their West Coast IPA called Green Nuggets was really tasty as well. They had a pale ale that was kind of borderline on an IPA as far as the ABV goes, but that's fine with me. I had a nice sample of it, and then they had a coconut IPA that was drinking pretty well as well. That was a great place to visit. We'll see if we can share some of that beer with you guys sometime in the future. Got up to that little smokehouse brewery you guys like called Urban Roots this last weekend with my family. They were coming back from visiting family for Thanksgiving, and picked them up, and just had to drive slow enough so we hit Urban Roots right when they opened. They had a delicious Mosaic unfiltered IPA that hit all those happy places. And then first time I'd have a regular stout from them was on the board as well, so I gave
it's
that
called
a try.
Regular stout,
really
regular
good as well. Of course, had to have some barbecue, and then took some barbecue home for dinner as well. Great place to go. Love it. Anyway, brothers, great work last week on the podcast.
Thanks.
Mikey, wow. I hope you had a good time up there in Oregon.
He had a terrible time.
Miss your voice.
Reminding him.
But thanks for everything you guys do. Enjoy the beers. Keep up the good work. Bye.
That's just my automatic response. Hope you had a good time. Well, it was terrible. Thank you for reminding me.
Thanks for your hopes. Hopes and prayers.
Speaking of Slice, there's a Slice can right there on the old board.
Yeah.
Peace and love. Peace and
love. We got that Urban Slice can. It's a really cool can. It's one of my favorites.
Slice.
Yeah. Man, Wazoo coming through on the beers.
He's Corvette.
That's going to be stuck in my head for the next. Ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding. Okay?
Huh? What?
Okay? Meow. Don't get us kicked off of Spotify, man. Like blah 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 blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah. You guys ain't said shit, and guess what? I'm good with that, eh? At the end of the day, it's about community and sharing, and and the Root community bar, reached out. Almost my DMs were blowing up on Twitter and on Untappd.
Wow.
So many people that I haven't even met or heard of on the show, Holmes. A lot of people from Fresno, I guess, that visit Tioga Sequoia and listens to the podcast, DM me on Untappd. And they were telling me that they would send me beer, and I turned everybody down.
What?
My real thing that I was trying to do was trying to get Tioga Sequoia to start sending beers to the bottle shop. Maybe it happened. From what I understand, the owner from the bottle shop says that he's in contact with Tioga Sequoia now.
Matt could tell you
that. Hopefully by 2020, we'll be getting some DDH, some General Sherman for me, homie. Is DDH General Sherman worth not calling into the show? Yes.
No.
Is DDH General Sherman better than Pliny for me? Yes.
Whoa.
And is DDH Sherman worth losing you guys? No, no, it's not. So I'm back. We're here together.
Chew's kind of lost his chew accent.
The community reached
out. He's being real.
I had to give up. And they want Chew back, and Chew's here. The Florida peoples, thank you for help, for standing with me. And I didn't reach out to anybody. If people didn't call in, they did that on their own accord. That's about it. I don't know what else to say, man. It's just the total love. And, I wasn't trying to be an ass, Holmes. I apologize. It probably sounded like that. When I found out somebody got some beers from one of you guys, I was drunk and I was on one, and I got a little bit butt hurt, but that's fine. We're adults and we're humans, and I'm allowed to have feelings, eh? My love for you guys is more than you guys know. I don't even have to tell you, homie. I just wanted a beer, eh? And I was craving a General Sherman DDH. And then fucking Fontana Jim is out there drinking them and sending me pictures instead of fucking bringing me a bottle like a dick. He just drinks them, Holmes. But he doesn't think about me because he's an ass. Still loves him. Also, Evil
Circle, he still loves you
for fucking sending me pictures of what you're drinking but not sharing them with me. You're another ass, too.
I did that.
Still a cool ass. I don't know what else to say, man. Maybe I touched you guys, and from what I heard on the last show, there might be some changes, and beer might be flying places now. Thanks to Chew Your Beer. I don't know. Maybe I'll pat myself on the back for that one. I'm back home, so I apologize to you guys and the listeners, the community. I wasn't trying to be a fucking asshole or trying to be just a little punk ass. Trying to get DDH, and I was trying just to get Tioga Sequoia to send to the bottle shop. It might have worked. I sent them clips of the show, and I was trying to make this huge propaganda thing. It worked or didn't work. I don't know. Did it backfire? Maybe. That's it, Holmes. I don't know what else to say. I apologize to everybody out there. Came off as an ass or as a spoiled brat. That wasn't what I was trying to do, but at the same time, I was, Holmes. DDH General Sherman, that's like my favorite IPA, man. And if I can buy a case, I'm gonna buy a case or two, because that's just the way I roll. That beer is delicious. That's it, Holmes. It's the holidays for giving, and I'm giving back my voice, my voicemails to the community. I'm sorry for what I've done. I've lost the war, but not the fight, because I'm going to get DDH somehow. That's it, man. What else can I say? I miss Mikey. He's on vacation. He's over in Portland. The boys, you guys did an amazing job. The volume was very low, so I had to listen to like three times, but who cares? You guys still did it. You guys did an amazing job. A lot of, and that's all, man. And we can drink Ballast Point now. That's about it. Budweiser. What does Budweiser stand for? Because you deserve everything, something. I forgot. I found it on the Twitters, and I passed it out to you guys. So we can drink Budweiser now, too, because you deserve it.
No.
Really. Is it Chew Your Beer? You have to watch you. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew. Oh, sound good. Here's Chew back again. Wow. Chew's voice back again. I'm glad the strike is over. Chew deserved all the DDH he wants. He deserves it all. We can't do, you know, it's like it's just a can of worms mm-hmm. sending out beer for us. So besides the laziness of not doing it, it also opens up a can of whoop ass. But I pretty much felt like everything Chew just said, I was like, yep, that is what I was thinking, what was going on the whole time. It was like Chew wasn't really trying to be like I want all this beer. He just wanted to get DDH down there and where he can get to it. And do you have any insider knowledge on this Tauga happening at the bottle shop? It's not going to happen. Feel like it?
I don't have any insider knowledge.
Yeah. All I know is that all I've heard is that it's just not something possible right now. But doesn't mean in the future it can't be. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great to have Chew back.
It is. It really is.
And I think now there's been several voicemailers, you know, Brew for Chew. And now the strike is over and everyone can go back to work, working on their voicemails and sending it to us. And now hopefully my favorite part of that, ultimate favorite part of that is listeners were DMing him saying, I'll send you some DDH, Chew. And he's like, nope, that's not the point.
He just wants a regular supply.
Right. So I really love that there's listeners DMing him on Untapped or Twitter and just saying, dude, I'll send you some DDH, man. You want some DDH, I'll send it to you. He's like, nope, I'm standing for something here. So yeah. I appreciate that on both Chew side and the listeners that were messaging him. So I'm glad we're back now. I feel good. Feel good again.
Woo.
Is that is all? We got still got more?
One more, I think.
All right.
Holy shit, guys. I mean, holy shit. The Fontana Jim here. I don't know if you guys are... I know that...
Did you hear that voicemail from Chew?
Come after culture. So I don't know if you guys saw this or if you covered it. Did you guys know Dogfish Head's going to have 160 SKUs next year?
What?
No, I didn't really call to talk about that. did you guys see the other news? The other big sale that happened this week?
Uh-huh. Think about Tap Savvy opening?
Valley Brewing got sold.
Some of that. You're getting trolled here.
Troller.
Okay, in all seriousness, I want to welcome Mikey back to California from the Portlands.
Thank you.
Can't wait to hear the Bin Cats. And
since
I'm a spreadsheet guy, I wanted to do a little bit of math. I want you guys to really...
Spreadsheets, really, man. This is spreadsheet week. Spreadsheet week here on the Perfect Pour.
Spreadsheet.
Spreadsheet week.
Ballast Point, where their trademark value is valued at $17 million in October of 19. Okay. Now, let's be super, super generous. And let's go ahead and say that their brew pubs and the production facility and the distribution network, let's go ahead and value that at $10 million. You know, just for shits and giggles. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. Let's say that, since we don't know any numbers and it's fun to go ahead and guess, let's say that Kings and Crooks or Crooks and Kings, whatever, the Chicago Brewery, let's say they bought Ballast Point for $27 million. I mean, that seems like that might be a reasonable number since they were valued at, their trademark was valued at 19 or at 17 in October this year. So if Ballast Point was sold for $27 million, and originally when Corona bought them for $1 billion. That works out to a 97.3% discount. So cheers
Black Friday
to sale. Kings and Crooks for the best Black Friday purchase in the history of purchasing. Congratulations, guys. You did it.
You did it.
Oh, and I did have a grapefruit sculpin about a week or so
ago.
It wasn't my fault. The guy knows I'm into craft beer. He ordered a pitcher before I got there. You know, I wasn't going to make the guy drink the pitcher all by himself.
I agree with that.
And It's still the same beer it was 5 years ago. So I guess we have that to look forward to. I got a couple of friends who actually work for Ballast Point. And here's something. Here's something you may or may not have touched on.
Mm-hmm.
So summer of 2020, it will be cool to go ahead and go to Ballast Point Disneyland again.
Oh!
First time, I guess. I'd never been there.
Oh!
But now when you guys come down from the Valley of Heat, you can come down and go to Disneyland and get yourself some Ballast Point, which is Indy again. All right. Hopefully it'll still be Indy then. Anyways, I'm right up against it, so keep up the good work, guys. Fontana.
you can't do it just Fontana. Doesn't work like that. Does not work. This is the main thing about that voicemail right now we need to talk about. It's Fontana.
Okay.
You can't just go Fontana.
But no, there's a predicament here.
What?
He knew he was up on 3 minutes.
Oh.
So you're willing to overlook the overage to do the joke properly.
I think I would call, if I had not called in twice, I would call back in a second time and just leave about 10 seconds of silence and then go, Fontana.
Okay. So no overages, but do not sacrifice the joke
to get it in on time. Let it slide to get it in on time. That's cool.
Okay. Or you could have just put a space at the end of his voicemail for him.
Oh, so Matt's saying plan your voicemails better.
Don't add more work to the whole thing here. Come on.
No, not planning the voicemail. No. Like in post, Mikey could add the space. Could have added a gap to make it proper.
Uh-huh. Dear God.
Editing, yes.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, how long did it take you to edit the show last week, huh? Great. How long did it take you?
About a beer after the show.
You're faster than me, huh? Okay, it's fine. It's fine. I suck. Okay.
Like, I could literally, it was raw audio. I fixed 2 flubs. Intro, outro music.
You guys flubbed.
I wouldn't have flubbed. That was about a beer after the show.
Wow. Okay. All right. Fine. Oh, so now you're the editor now. That's great. That's good.
I don't want it anyway.
Look at the big brains on Brad.
No, Jim brought up a thing I had not thought of and not seen anywhere else.
Anaheim.
The Ballast Point and the Disney, Downtown Disney. That was included with purchase. It was. Did you see it as included with or I believe
it
was it?
On the list? No, it was on the list of it was acquired one of the ones assets. That
they hadn't closed yet. So
That is the most, now I didn't think of that before. That is now the most exciting thing about this to me is that I can go to that now. Because before I was like, man, that would be really cool if I could drink Ballast Point beer, but I can't, so fuck it. Oh my gosh, we can go to the Ballast Point in Downtown Disney now. I mean, you know, when this all goes through.
But now you're going to have to re-explain to your wife why you couldn't go there before, but now you can go there.
Here's the situation, hon. We couldn't go there before because it was Big Bear, right? But it was craft before, now it's Big Bear. But now... some weird rando craft brewer bought it. And now it's back to craft beer again.
So but I thought we couldn't go there.
No.
We planned the vacation around not going there.
We booked this whole vacation around not going to Ballast Point.
We booked the Tony Roma's.
Is there Tony Roma's out
it's
there?
It's still there.
It's still there.
Oh, it's still there.
What the fuck?
Yeah, yeah. Just the other side of IHOP. You got IHOP and Tony Roma's.
Wow.
They got seasonal Sam Adams for you, honey.
Ooh. So what we're having now, a new beer on the show, Benevolent Overlord from Moonraker. Another Moonraker. I'm going to assume it's Wazoo Corvette, and look, it is. I saw a face from Nick.
Yeah. I got butter.
Getting butter?
Getting butter.
Getting butter.
No,
I'm not.
This is a weird label they got here. It looks kind of like homebrewer style label.
Very mid-90s Nintendo label.
Simcoe Citra Galaxy Apollo 100 IBUs exactly.
Oh, man. Remember the IBU days?
Oh, the old IBU days. Remember them?
Yep.
Sculpins and IBUs.
100 IBUs. Now everything's all hazy, and it's like, we put an IBU in there for you. There's like two of them.
Maybe, maybe there's two. I don't know. Nobody cares anymore.
It's a 10% IPA.
Oh, that's what's going on. That's what Nick. Did you like these?
I do, but something's wrong.
Because it's 100 IBU. You're expecting to be malty.
I'm waiting for boozy. Where's my malts, please? Where's my malts?
Oh.
It's bitter. It's
give them a malt.
It's on the arrogant bastard side of just barely. Great. Just barely in the
Thanks everyone for calling in, giving us some content, man.
Speaking it's of calling in.
Great job this week with the voicemails.
Calling in Janine.
Calling in Janine. Yeah, we haven't heard from them in Where'd a while.
They
Hope
go?
They're okay.
Yeah, are they snowed in?
Are they been doing the brute for chew strike?
Oh, maybe.
Who knows, man? As we Louis is that. Going to retire to his chair.
My chair.
And now I'm having problems playing.
He's doing one more sweep for crackers.
Oh,
maybe because I have the plugs. Do you need the plug back?
No, we're good.
Oh, okay.
It's just looking taking its time.
Looking out for beers. Looking out for. Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers.
Looking out for beers. Matt, what beers are you looking out for?
I didn't have anything pending this week. So.
No pending looking out fors. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll... We'll keep an eye on those for you, and if we see one, we'll pick one up and hold it.
Hold it.
Can you hold this? You ever done that in a craft beer place? Like, can you hold this? Put this in the back.
Wow. No, but I've seen the Instagram or the Facebook group posts.
Mm-hmm.
Hold one for me. I'll be down later.
Oh yeah. Like, I'll do that, bud.
Yeah, bud. Thanks, bud.
When somebody comes in and wants to buy it, I'll be like, no, some random dude on Facebook said I should hold this because he's going to be in here later.
Yeah. He might show up.
He might show up, so I can't sell that to you and make the money I want right now because a guy might show up. Nick, you looking out for anything?
Yes, I messed up.
What?
I was right there at Goldstein's where they have narwhal on nitro, and I didn't have it, so I got to make a trip back down there to go get some nitro narwhal. Yep, he tricked me with that Russian River Porter, which was damn delicious.
And it left you in a shadow of doubt.
Boy, did it. Did I leave my car keys somewhere? Do I have my wallet? Is my debit card still with me? So yeah, I'm looking for some narwhal and a sneak peek of bin cuts. Louis, stop. Stop being Louis. Yeah, we're lost without him.
Oh, please don't shred anything off of me. That was a close call.
Louis' paws were right by the power button.
Oh boy.
I almost lost the show.
After having some tasty beers on Thanksgiving, I am looking out for this year's variant of barrel-aged Old Rasputin.
Ooh. Is that a seasonal thing?
It's a seasonal beer.
That comes to Fresno? Yes. Variant?
Mm-hmm. Yep. We've been getting them for 7 years now.
Where do you usually get that?
I used to get them, oddly enough, at Fig Tree.
You can't count on Fig Tree for anything now.
Nope.
It's the shell of its former self.
So I don't know where I'm going to get them this year. Possibly.
Once in a while, something will pop in there. Like now it's like every one out of every five times I go in there, I'm like, oh, they got this.
Oh.
And the other four times I'm like, crap.
Nothing's fresh.
Nothing's fresh and it's just junk. It's disappointing.
This beer's growing things.
This has a. This, now it's going to be a bunch of beers in the wrong decade.
Ooh. Ooh.
Everything's going to be in the another decade. This is from a decade, last decade. Yeah. We got our year in our beer of the year show. The pours. They're coming. Wow, forgot about that.
Yeah. I guess we better get on the ball here. Yeah. Voicemail of the year. Still time to get voicemail of the year in.
Oh, yeah. Get it in there.
I love gold.
Well, here is a beer that I was, unless I missed it, I might have missed it, and you guys mentioned it. I was shocked it wasn't mentioned before. Russian River now has canned beer.
Oh, yes. We talked about that last
did? Episode. I missed it. Sorry. The Mind Circus Hazy IPA. I've got it right here in my hand, bros.
Why?
A friend of mine was in.
What's a Hambros?
Hambros.
Hambros.
Hey.
Wow. Oh, air drummers. Yeah, Hambros. Gotcha.
Friend of mine was working in Santa Rosa when this happened. The whole Mind Circus thing happened. He was there on the day it was released. And this can of Mind Circus is from the first day of Russian River ever canning a beer. These are the first beers to come off the line right here.
11:25.
It was so shocking that he was in at the brewery, you know, early that day they came out. And, you know, he was shocked. He's like, "What? What the hell is going on?
What is that?"
And he said, an employee walked in. This is how secret they kept it. An employee walked in and was like, "What? Like we? Like was like what? You guys did it? You guys canned beer? Like this is a guy coming in for his shift?
Wow!"
And he's like, didn't know what was going on. So, here we go. Our first ever Russian River beer. From a can. What was that? Vinny claimed he would basically never do it. It's been done.
And then he goes and makes it a hazy. I'm going to check it in before you get.
Damn it. Then check it in before me.
Top check in.
Oh, it's good.
Oh, yeah?
It's good, guys.
What is your guess for the average untapped
rate? Oh, okay. Untapped, huh? Mm-hmm. Untapped's tough.
It has been checked in 4,000.
Wow, already 4,000.
89 times.
We're having day one batch here.
Of our friends, Bench Clark has had this.
Yeah, he got it. He had to have.
Martin A. Scott D.
I'm going to say Hibbs. On right now, untaps the overall rating on untap 4.25.
Okay. Matt, any wagers?
I'm not good at that. So, okay. No.
Oh, it can do ABV, but not untap ratings.
Wow. Well, Mikey, you're not too far off. 4.03 Ooh. Is the average untapped check-in rating.
That's good for untap, but a little lower. And I would think.
Yeah. See, among our friends, 4.14.
Ah, see, we respect Perfect Pour listeners respect Russian River a little more than the general public.
Oh, you and Benj Clark are on the same page. He gave it a 4.25.
All right. I would give this 4.25 when I do check it in. I might go 4.5.
Throw him a bone.
Yeah, say, hey, bump it up. This is Russian River. Cans
again?
Yeah, I don't want to scare Vinny off.
He's like, oh, man, poor guys think it's a 4.25. Never mind.
No, not worth it.
All I'm going to say is I'd rather drink a hazy or happy hops.
Ooh, wow. You want a happy hops in the can?
No, I'm fine with it in bottle.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Pliny in a can?
No, I don't think we'll see that.
Ooh. You think he's just doing it because it's not Pliny, it's just to a shut new people beer. Up. He's like, here's a fucking beer here's in a can. God, you stupid dorks.
Leave.
Leave now. Go leave. I guess on Wednesday, this is my friend was telling me on Wednesdays, there's no limits. So people would just come in and just, you know, buying cases. And they were out there in the street. Some guy came. He, like, but you know, bought a bunch of cases and brought them back to the car. His wife gets out and's like, what are you doing?
Oh, my God.
What are you doing with all those beer, like, out the street, just in front of everybody, waiting in line at Rush River? And she's like, what are you doing? What are we going to do with all that beer, honey? What are we going to do with all that? Just let me put it in the car.
Oh, my God. Just let me put it in the car. I got to trade with my friends, huh?
Yeah. Go trading, honey, okay? You don't know about it, all right? It's a thing.
Fontana Jim says six of these will fit in a flat rate box.
Oh, we've had what a week.
What a week.
Russian River in a can. Ballast Point's crap beer again. Chew Your Beer is back again.
Wow.
Oh, good times.
Christmas came early.
Man, I'm going to take every other week off now and just see what happens. What are we doing? Oh, looking out for. I'm also looking out for that Russian River Sonoma Pride. They're Sonoma Pride for the fire and fire relief fund. So I don't know if that's going to make it down there. It seems like it's going to be brewery only, it felt like, but I don't really know. Hopefully it'll make it to us as we're Russian River town. You know, just so you know. Modern Times is, I guess they're about to open in Oakland. So they made a hella open in Oakland.
No, hella, bro.
Double IPA.
Yeah. Clear? Hazy?
I think it might be clear. Sure.
Perfect.
Actually drove by that place.
Oh, yeah. It looked cool.
It did.
Yeah. Of course it
did. Was hella not open.
not gonna happen here.
You guys are hella not open.
It was definitely in a. We were staying in Lake Merritt, and it was. I think we drove by it on the way. It was either on the way to the other Whole Foods, or it was on the way to. Where to be? Oh, to Drake's. It was one of the two we were going to. We were
some
just
other
like,
east,
we're like,
east bathing.
Is that the MT? Because they just, on the side of the building, they just have a little sign sticking off and it just has MT. It's a little yellow sign with brown letters. Then you go around and you look at the front side and they have the Modern Times with the little individual light bulbs in the letters and stuff.
Yeah.
But we're just like, what? It's like, when this is open,
what?
I want to go there.
This would have been nice. To be open right now. Also from 6 points. I haven't had 6 points. I don't know if we're lost our 6 point link here in town or not, but I don't think I've seen 6 point in a while. I
haven't seen anything.
Yeah, something happened there. But they have a Shatter Imperial IPA. Looks cool. And I want that. And then the Puff Puff. The Imperial Double I, you know, Imperial DDH IPA. I just saw that this week. I was like, hey, where's our 6 point? We're not getting that. Here's a brewery that I didn't even realize it until now was in the Portland area that I was in, sort of. Barelick Brewing. Yippee-ki PA. Yippee-ki PA. IPA, Yippee-ki-yay.
It's funny.
Fun, yeah. So, it's got a cool can, too. But they're in Southeast Portland, and I was in East Portland, Northeast Portland. And
East Portland.
Wasn't that far away. I could have went, and I didn't. And I'm also looking out for Zach's Brewing's one-year anniversary.
Oh,
there, and I guess it's going to be on Rush. You guys were talking about it last week, but...
Yep.
Rush Day in
December 24th.
Finally announced 14th. They are doing there.
Blech.
Oh, the same day as Rush Day?
14th.
Wow, what a day. So just plan on the 14th to just be drunk downtown Fresno all day. Just stay down there. Get a room over there at the Ramada or whatever.
Get a room, you too.
Whatever the hell it is now. Like Chew Your Beard did when he came Fresno time. be a good time. I don't know. I guess we'll be out there. But fortunately, Matt has to work. So we can't like do a show for, I mean, we've done the Rush Day show before and that was really cool. It just sucks that Matt has to work. So we can't, you know,
depends how drunk you are or how available you are the latter half of the day.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see.
The revolving, we had the revolving stool.
Right.
With the microphone.
So. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Yeah. I enjoyed the guy, the people in line for Rush Day looking ass like, what the hell is
How
that?
How are they getting there?
what are you doing?
They better not get my allotment.
Yeah. Hey, they don't get the same amount of balls, right? So I'm looking forward to that.
I could add some more flair to my lapel.
Oh, is there going to be pins, Rush Day pins this year?
I haven't seen anything yet. Damn. I would imagine so.
Okay. I guess it means I gotta get other kind of flair.
We'll be looking out for Rush Day pins for Nick.
Is that a Twisted Sister pin
on your uniform? You're worthless and weak. You do nothing. Are nothing. Sit around here and play your electric twanger. Oh, what's been going on this week? What have you been caught drinking, Matt? Bearded Brewer 87 on a tap. Dusting up the old
notebook. Yeah, getting the cracker dust off. Had a impromptu Friendsgiving with Will and some other coworkers and the Zachs this last Sunday. Popped open a Mocha Midnight. Ooh. It was 2016, I believe. There was no actual date on the bottle, but I had it. Popped open my last bottle of Thanks Brian from Libertine. I wanted to show everybody how wonderful
how thankful you were to Brian.
Oh, I am. Hey, to me, that is my favorite Central Coast beer. Well, Libertine beer from the Central Coast area of sour beers. That is it. I also popped open a bourbon barrel aged narwhal. My guess it was at least 3 to 4 years old. There was no date on it. Don't know.
It. Wow.
But it was on the top shelf of the
was
fridge.
Nick there with you?
Laying down.
Maybe.
Oh, okay. I was like, you did this with on Nick? That's pretty messed
this
up.
This was still at the Friendsgiving. So no.
Oh.
Wow. Oh.
Then at the actual Thanksgiving, we popped open 2 different years of the Bourbon Barrel Age Old Rasputin.
That's wow. What I was thinking. Oh. You, that's the, yeah, you almost did a thing.
I was, sir, I was brought my own Ubedank 4-pack. So I was sipping on those.
Bring your own Ubedank.
In between. That's a recent.
Do you need us to bring anything, honey?
Your own Uber Dank, Grandma. Recent Whole Foods edition is they now have a New Glory Uber Dank in stock. Right. It's closer to the ciders. Kind of positioned some, like in between all these boxes, you just see the one little row of cans. And I've been picking those up whenever I've been there. Steven Zach, Stevie Z. He brought.
Steven or Zach?
He brought his own Lincoln Lager. I was sipping on that. And then the stepdad has plenty of stouts, stouts aplenty. And so I was drinking some.
He's trying to get in good with Nick. Mute. Is that what's going on?
That's right. I taught him one.
There was Black Friday.
Nick's all, oh, no, Matt loves stouts too. Like, you sure? I want to get enough for everyone, you know? Please, everyone. Oh, Matt loves the stouts.
Yeah.
I'm okay with him.
He's a stout, bro.
I do like stouts. There was Thanksgiving Eve and Black Friday drinking that happened at Spokeasy for Thanksgiving Eve. There was Rapid Unplanned Disassembly. It was a IPA from Modern Times. Tap and Cellar also had a Modern Times tap takeover, so they did the new Blazing World. I'm going to sum that beer up as Nelson Light. That was my honest opinion about it.
I'm kind of disappointed in that.
Ended up downtown.
This is with the pretty red can, right?
Yep. had a couple of really suspicious pints at Zach's Brewing, and then Fulton Street to close out the evening. Black Friday, we also went and did the Clovis tour. I'd never been to Ish Brewing, so I went there.
Oh.
Ended up drinking their stout. Never been to...
Randy, a listener was messaging me about Ish, and they had been there. It was, I think, during opening week, and was like, you guys should come out.
Wow.
How is that Ish place?
The environment is very clean.
Yeah.
That's but cool. You definitely are in Clovis.
Oh, boy.
But we did the ping pong method. We would hit the three breweries that were open. So we started at Ish. We went up the street to Tac Ops. They had a black rye on draft. I was sipping on that. There was a pretzel lady there. So we had a pizza pretzel and a beer.
Pretzel lady?
Yeah, like she had a different kinds of pretzels.
Did she have like her own card or something?
Yeah.
Huh. Pretzels. I don't think I've seen something like that before.
Well, she was there. She had pretzels.
So, there. Pretzels.
You sound skeptic, but.
No, I haven't seen it. I'm not, I believe you.
And then we finished it, finished that Clovis tour with Zone 9.
Nice.
And I like they Zone had 9. A single plow. Which I'm spacing on the hops right now, but
a single hop series, maybe.
No, there was a couple different hops.
They missed out an opportunity. They had right
single
there.
Plow and little
plow. Should have made it
single hop plow series. Little plow. Matt Vaught got little plow, and she.
Yeah, I bet he did.
And she listed off the bartender. She listed off the hops for single plow, and I was like that. So
did she say Mosaic and when she was listing?
I don't think there's Mosaic. Oh. I think it's Amarillo Citra? And maybe
CDZ. Experimental 387.
There's an A-hop. 387. And yeah, so that's some of my bin caught. There was other beers in there, but
Clovis fun.
They were home drinking or other drinking, but
and Machine Head's not open yet out there, right?
Nope.
Wow, they could have been part of that. You're Clovis, and you're like, I'll see you in another 5 years, Clovis.
I mean, there was also Pendragon that we didn't go to.
Well, Pendragon's in a different part of Clovis. It's in Flovis. It's in the Taint District. Different part. You didn't go to BC's.
BC's not a brewery.
I know, but I mean, it's craft beer.
Clovis Brewery. So the two places
breweries we could have gone to. Hey, how about we go to BC's for pizza? Breweries only. Breweries only. Okay? I said that at the beginning of the trip. Breweries only.
I just wanted to remind you, in case you didn't pick up on that little factoid of where
the last the time trip I don't pick up on that.
Was heading.
Yes. Just assume I didn't pick up on it.
559 and Pendragon.
That's what my wife has figured out after a while. I was like, he didn't pick up on it.
He was busy talking to himself.
Yeah, he was busy talking. Yeah, he didn't pick up on whatever you're saying. He's having a conversation in his head right now with somebody. This is, yeah, poor Matt. Just saddled sitting next to the guy that doesn't pick up on anything. We like to sit in uncomfortable pockets.
Oh, I said all my things. So it's just waiting for you to throw it down.
Move along. The next person. Move along.
Move along. Move along. Nothing to see here. No podcast to listen to here. Move along. Go listen to the session. Nick, where you got drinking? The Nick 80.
That's right.
On Untappd.
I don't know. I'm worried about Grandma robbing my Ubedank stash now.
You got to bring your own Ubedank, Grandma. What should I bring for Thanksgiving, hon?
Your own Ubedank, Grandma. Because last year you drank all my Ubedank.
Stop.
That was for me, by the way.
Still bitter about last year.
Last year's Ubedank stash.
People drank his stash from last year.
You know what, Tom? Last year you drank all my Uber date. That wasn't for everyone. It's for me.
Yeah.
You don't give a shit about craft beer, Tom. You just came here, drank all my Uber Day.
I saw you take a sip and leave the rest on the counter.
Yeah. Guess what? After the whole thing was over, I was picking up half-drank Uber Day cans all over the fucking place. They weren't mine. They weren't mine, Tom.
Okay, whose Uber Day is this? Not mine. Not mine.
I'm not going to drink it now.
Six of you, not mine.
Oh, you can have the rest of that. I'm not going to have the rest of your fucking backwash, Tom.
It's room temperature now.
It's room whatever,
it's
room, man.
It's ruined.
Whatever.
Oxidization.
Get the fuck out of here. See you next year, okay? That's why we don't call you all year.
Jeez.
Uber Dink bandits.
Motherfucker, call me Uber Dink. Shit. Nick.
Wow. I feel like some of that was real.
Great improv comedy on a beer show.
That's right. That's why I don't like your cousin, honey.
Call my Uber Dink.
Man, where do I start? Oh, yeah, Thanksgiving. As Matt mentioned, old Rasputins. Yeah. some old timers.
These are old.
Some 15 and some 20. And that led into, so happens it's Tuesday. I believe Matt said that too. But I had some, so it's on my list. We lost Mikey. And then moved into the weekend. What was the bike dog, Ken, you'd sent home with me?
Ooh. Bike dog.
It was good. It was an IPA.
Dog ears?
Dog ears, yes. I had that on my Friday as we were downloading Disney Plus.
Oh, you did it, huh?
We pulled the trigger. We're on the 7-day trial.
Oh, all right. Get in all that Mandalorian content.
Verizon gives it to me for free.
Yeah. Well, we'll do the year bundle and save a few dollars. It's fine.
Are you more excited about Simpsons content, Star Wars content, Marvel content, Disney content?
Jeff Goldblum content?
Oh. The Jeff Goldblum show is pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I haven't gotten around to watching that.
It's on the Nat Geo.
I love the Marvel stuff too, but I haven't even gotten to that.
Oh,
I've just been in the Star Wars content. I've just been watching Mandalorian again and again.
It's a great network,
Mandalorian Network.
No, we started with some classics. So we watched Mr. Toad and Ichabod, the classic Disney movies. My wife watched The New Lady and the Tramp.
Wonder how that holiday movie is.
Oh, Robin Hood, the animated Robin Hood.
Oh, okay. The one with the Fox Robin Hood guy?
The Fox Robin Hood.
I love that one.
Oodala, the golly, what a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we've been watching some old-timey stuff.
Mm-hmm. I did make sure to have my daughter watch Steamboat Willie.
There you go.
It's the first. And she was like, what?
He's got bunny ears. This is weird. It's making me uncomfortable.
It's terrible. It's horrible.
Wait till she gets to the dancing skeletons. I'll send her off the deep end. So Saturday led to a house party.
Secret house party? Was it a metal show? Was there a hard blues show? Hard blues show.
Yeah.
Hard blues.
Hard blues, man. Woo!
Hey, what are you into?
Hard blues.
What is that?
It's fucking hard blues, dude. I mean, what is that?
Yeah, what do you mean? What do you mean?
Hard blues.
You ever heard of it?
Love it.
It's hard blues. So Sierra Nevada Celebration Ale saved my day on that one. I was like, what beer looks weird enough? Nobody else will touch it.
Mm-hmm.
But in case I do lose one, it's not going to hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
So Celebration save the day.
Nice. I bought Celebration right at soon as it hit the stores, like the same day.
Yeah.
And I've got one bottle back saving in the corner because I was mentioning before how we're wondering if they make different batches of the Celebration or is it all just the same batch that we're seeing out in the stores. And if I see Celebration Ale on New Year's Eve, is that the same Celebration Ale I saw when it first came out?
Uh-huh.
And I still haven't gotten word back on that, but I'm saving one.
I've seen two different dates.
Oh, you've seen two different dates.
10/22 and 10/24.
All right. So 2 days difference huge window, right now.
Yeah.
So, but well, so, I mean, that at least answers the question. At least there is two different dates, at least.
There was a second batch.
Yeah, there's a second batch, at least. We'll see if there's any more.
Yeah, see if there's a second round of fresher, maybe an 11
day. When they're, you know, if they are, we'll, you know, keep going, like, when are they going to stop?
Mm-hmm.
Like, are they going to tell us? Let's know, like, yep, we're done brewing the celebration now, so... Yep.
Get it while it's hot.
Right. Yeah.
Don't have to buy pale ale, but you can't stay here.
But you should probably buy pale ale. Was that all, Nick? Are you got more?
Let's see. What did I do? Oh, man. What did I do?
What the hell did I even do?
What the hell did I even do? Bike dog celebration. What did I do Saturday? Sunday. Sunday, what did I do Sunday?
Sunday, did you even drink?
Yeah, I felt like I did.
Felt like Sunday was a pretty... Sunday's usually a pretty big drinking day for me. I'd be really surprised if I didn't drink. Really surprised.
I'm trying to picture the recycle bin right now. Uh-huh. What's in your recycle bin?
You save cans to turn in for money, or you just put them in the recycling?
No, right in the blue can.
So, yeah, you don't bother?
I try to bother, and I think about it really hard, and I think this can's going to sit here for another 3 weeks if I just don't throw it away right now.
I was that way forever, and then now I do save the cans. And then I went, and then the last time I brought cans in, the guy's like, oh, no plastic bottles? I was like, nah, you don't make anything off that. He's like, oh, you know, you can, you know, throwing out some, you know, poundage number. I was like, okay, I'll do that. Cause I was like, it takes up more space, and I was like, I don't want to deal with it. He's like, oh, no, you can just smash them down. It's fine. I was like, okay, I did that. And I, and, you know, did put in all the work of saving all the plastic bottles. And it was like, and I brought like the same amount of bags I usually bring, but the, so, you know.
The plastic to aluminum ratio was
different. The ratio was different, more than plastic. And I got less money. I was like, no, it's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
So, no, I'm just back on just cans now.
Do they make you remove the caps from the bottles?
They didn't Madeira, bro. Madeira, man. No rules.
Ruthless.
No rules.
Oh, man. White Claw drinkers.
And in Portland, they, you can't smash your cans.
What?
You have to keep them.
Pristine condition.
Yeah, cause they use a different method of like, they put their cans in like this circular thing that sucks them in or something like that. So if they're smashed they read the scanner or something. Something to do with, like, if you smash them too much, they can't take them. Right. But here, they're like, you can smash the freak out of them. Oh, yeah. It doesn't matter.
Collapsed. They get shredded. Shred, bro.
There's your can talk. Because I was like that, too. And Chu was like, because I never saved him. It's like, Chu was like, oh, man, that's drinking money. Yeah. Like, oh, that's extra drinking. I was like, all right. But, yeah, it's a pain in the ass. So I don't really think it's worth it.
There was a really convenient recycling trailer by the Save Mart.
Yeah, that's gone now.
They've removed that, so that kind of ended.
I've got a good place in Madeira. Like, you actually can drive into it. You drive into it, and they'll just take the bags out.
Oh,
like,
man.
I get out and like help them. Like, yeah. I feel like a
good guy, douche.
But some people will just like sit in their car
in the back.
And they're like, "Yeah, it's back there." And they, you know, get it out for them. So
it was your toolbox and your 2x4.
That's the byproduct of being a beer geek now is cans. What do you do with your cans? Do you sell them or just put them in recycling? Because here in my house, there's a guy that comes at like 12:30 at night.
Ah, yes, they're urban miners.
Yeah, comes and just busts through the whole thing. So
he's like, "Hey, this guy's rich.
This guy's rich. He's just throwing out aluminum." you good from
I'm
last
good.
Week?
Yeah.
All right. You sure?
Old Raspy was my highlight of the week.
Oh, big highlight. All right. So I was in Portland.
What?
Drinking. I went to Portland. I was in Portland for 6 freaking days, dude.
Friggin' days.
It's a long time to be anywhere.
Uh-huh.
I mean, really. Yeah. You can be at Disneyland for 6 days. You're like, all right, I'm ready to go home.
Yeah, that's true.
So, so it was in-laws. I was staying with the in-laws. It was a whole big in-law week. Woo. So it wasn't like I was in Portland to be like, woo, let's see all the Portland sights. It was mostly about family and being at the house and stuff.
Did you see one weird Portland attraction?
The fact that they have homeless everywhere, if you want to call that weird. But like they are, I mean, you think it's bad here. So they're, if there's a space to put a tent, there's a tent.
All right.
Yeah. They got a crazy situation going on over there. But nothing else that weird. I took the light rail in to downtown Portland.
Nice.
And
Red Line?
Yeah, went to I think it was the Green Line.
Green Line, okay.
And Green Line back, and then I think maybe it was a Blue Line out there, but I don't know. And going to Powell's, the famous Powell's. I've been to Portland several times, never been to Powell's. And we had, usually nobody listens to my ideas, and people are like, well, what should we do tomorrow? It was just like a sort of a day where there was, you know, nothing. It was a Tuesday before Thanksgiving. And I'm just like, well, I've never been to Powell's. Like, oh, we're going to Powell's tomorrow. I'm like, whoa. Usually nobody pays attention to what I say, but okay, we're going to Powell's.
Yeah.
And only a block away is the brewery of the Long Craft Brewery. What the hell is a brewery?
That one place.
The Chutes.
Oh, yeah.
The Chutes. I've been there before, actually. This is my second time going there.
Pearl District.
Yeah, and it's good because I was with family, so, and nobody else is a beer geek per se, so it's a good spot to go because it's got good food and you can get, you know, you can satisfy the beer geek in you, and also everyone else can not be completely mad that they're there. And I had I already talked about that last week when I called in, but so I just mentioning it now. And then fast forward from last week's to what we didn't get to was went to Von Ebert Brewing, which that's where my brother-in-law was kind of by there. It's in this sort of like at this country club, this golf course. This Von Ebert is like, it's like hard to describe. They're almost sort of a brew pubish place, like
have one downtown Portland too.
Right, they're kind of like a Portland. It kind of like Sequoia is here, but on a hipster, next level hipster level way. So this is a really cool place, actually. Just the building itself and the setting is really cool, and they have good food and interesting stuff, and their beer is really interesting. And I was kind of impressed because on the surface it kind of like, oh, this is gonna, you know, it's kind of Gordon Biershy,
yeah,
a little bit. And then they had some really good beer there. I had a Sector 7 IPA. That was really good. And Haze Hop, they had some cans available to take home. And
nice.
I took home a couple 4-packs. And one of them was a Haze Hop. And another one was a Pilsner.
Oh, boy.
Think about that. Bought a Pilsner.
Brewer special, huh?
Yeah. But Portland loves the Pilsners, man.
Yeah.
Pilsner is pretty big in Portland, it seems like to me. But that Haze Hop from Von Ebert is very good. I also had a brother-in-law brought me, and knew I was a beer geek because I'd hung out with him before and hadn't seen him in a couple years, so it was really cool. But he brought me a 4-pack of this from Block 15 called Flicker IPA, and that was a good IPA. And I had a Bowie.
Oh, yeah, IPA. The Bowie.
Yeah, just picked a 6-pack up of that.
Wow.
Nah, this is solid IPA, man. The Bowie. And so I wasn't going to a lot of places. It was kind of a little bit disappointing, but also like, hey, I'm cool with it because this is a family thing. I'm right. not, I'm not going to be a jerk, but we did get, we had a tiny window and I managed to get us out the Great Notion.
Holy shit.
My poor brother-in-law was just not, like, it was a bad day. He was basically sick that day.
Oh, shit.
But he knew how important this Great Notion, because it was like the thing. Everyone's like, Mike, everyone knows I'm a beer geek. I'm like, Mike, where is it you want to go? And I was like, well, as long as we get the Great Notion,
yeah,
everything else is whatever, you know. I kind of want to go to the Modern Times, I want to go to this, but we got to get I need to get the Great Notion. So they made it happen for me, so I really appreciate it. I like Great Notion. It's smaller than I imagine it being. You know, restaurant, brewery, and it's in the very, very hipster area, Alberta Street area.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like, if you imagine Tower District here, but on, like, times three hipster and times three money-wise, imagine Tower District, but with a lot more money and a lot more hipsters.
Uh-huh. That's the one you got to walk down the little gravel driveway to get back to,
right? Yep, yeah. And it has a massage trailer next to it,
yes,
off the patio, and a cider truck and a massage truck. Perfect. There off their patio. They had a Juice Junior, was really good. I smell hops and candy. I smell hops and candy in here. It's very good as well. And a ripe IPA. I got a quick lunch. I managed to get three in. Wow. I could have stayed there and just gone through all their IPAs, but, you know, we couldn't stay for long. But I also brought home one.
What is this? Oh, in the can.
Yeah, I snuck it in my suitcase.
Zoop.
I love gold.
This, I don't think this was on. The cans, they had already prepackaged cans and prepackaged crowlers.
Oh, yes.
I felt like I didn't see them making any fresh crowlers, and I felt like they would not do it. Like, I got the impression, like here's our crowlers, the ones we've already made.
Yeah.
Don't ask for a fresh crowler of anything. Here's what's
available to go.
Yeah. But this one's one of their can four packs called Momo, going left to right of your podcast style.
Like Mosaic and Maris Otter.
This took a ride from Portland on the plane to Fresno, and it's here now on show.
Motueka.
Mm-hmm. This is a highly respected IPA amongst the hazy IPA fans. I know poor Nick has to wade through another hazy IPA.
I'll suffer through it. It's Great Notion.
Come on, it's Great Notion. You guys went to Great Notion, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when we were in Portland, we did Great Notion Hub, the Vonnie Burt's downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, was there another?
Rogue?
No Rogues. Mm-hmm. There was, I think there's a 10 barrel down there.
No, you downtown. Didn't go there.
No, we didn't go
there. How dare you?
But we saw it. And I was like, oh, it's a 10 barrel.
Hey, Budweiser.
We did a lot of coffee in Portland.
Big coffee. Yeah. Also got one of my all-time favorite Oregon brewers, Double Mountain. Got this from a bottle shop, Vaporizer. Oh, it's still really good. I was like worried because that was one of my favorite beers, but I hadn't had it for quite a while. So I was like, oh man, my taste, it's probably going to suck. It wasn't. Mm-hmm. And it was still a little malty, but it was good. And that was pretty much it. I was going to go to a level where I was kind of by level this whole time. And it was kind of like this. Like, it was one of those things like, well, obviously we're going to go to Level because it's close by. We'll get to that later.
Right.
Where we'll get to it. It just never ended up happening, which was frustrating because I did have one Level beer and it was really good.
Oh, shit.
And this is my brother-in-law's favorite brewery in town was the Level. So I was pretty excited about it. And I even saw it in the bottle shop we went to. I was like, no, I'm going to go to Level. I'm going to buy it now.
Get it fresh.
Right. And then it just never materialized.
Damn.
Now, Level is next week. Then I came back to Fresno. First thing I did was get Mexican food.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, yes, thank God. I'm back in Fresno. This is good. And then I went to the Mad Duck Northwest.
Oh, yeah.
Had the Citra. And they had the clown shoes, the mango Kolsch.
There's a name we haven't
heard for. I was like, yeah, I remember that being a good beer. I'll do that. It was okay.
And was you didn't get a Duckuccino.
Yeah, I know. I was like, Matt liked that beer. I was like, I should get it. And I just didn't do it. It was going to be my next beer ordered. And then the producer was ready to go. She's like, all right, we're done. I was like, oh, all right.
I was in there the other night picking up food, and they do fill anybody's growler.
Yeah. Oh, anybody's? Do you have to cover up the label?
I don't know if they'll do that or if they want you to do that, but they just said, as long as it has a government check. I was like, I know what that is.
Hey, I know what that is. Industry, okay? No, I actually have one of their growlers. So.
But point being, maybe you should just say, hey, let's get dinner here. And while you're there,
fill it up.
Fill it up.
All right. Sounds good. That's, I know, slightly disappointing for my Portland trip, but also
there's just so much pressure when you travel like that.
Yeah.
And you're with family.
Yeah.
As John from Bonnie the Bog would say. Everyone
was great. The family was great to help me out. They helped me out as much as they could. But, you know, there's only so much you can do.
As John from Bonnie the Bog would always say, it's only beer.
Oh. Is it, though?
Cheers. Cheers.
Big cheers to cheers to Paul for that song, and also cheers to Nick and Matt for holding it down last week.
Thanks.
Pulling off a good show. No, I enjoyed it. I was like getting up on Friday, I was like, oh, what new podcasts are in there?
Let's see what's in the queue.
I'm like, oh, perfect four. I'll check that out.
Posted at 5:45 a.m.
Ooh, well done. Right on time. Also cheers, of course, to our golden gods of the perfect pour. They give us money every month. Donate $5, even sometimes more than that.
Graciously open their wallets.
Yep, and they are very cool. And that really helps the show out. Make sure we don't have to spend too much of our own money to do the show. So it's highly appreciated. And they get a little bit of bonus audio for the effort. And also cheers to all the people that send us beer. We have a couple of packages we got recently that we still even have to get to. So we've got a lot of beer to get through, and that's because you guys are pretty friggin' rad. Also cheers to the Hopaholic, to Colin Salomon 27, Single Cam Slam, Hops _ Ham, Jazz in Portland. Jazz, but yeah, I'm Portland. I was trying to hook up with Jazz the whole time, And every day was just like, it was just like, while I'm in the car, we're figuring out where we're going. So I never could really like, okay, Jazz, I'm going to be here at this time. I'll see you there. It was basically while I was there, I'm like, hey, Jazz, I'm here. Are you down the, happen to be down the street here in this giant city of Portland? So we actually really tried, but it just, because of me, I couldn't hook up with Jazz. So that was kind of a bummer, but still appreciate Jazz trying. And RG Martinez and Blake05, Lover of Beers, and Aunt Z, and everybody out there that's been, you know, just interacting with us on social media and sharing the show out to their own social media. Talk about us. Really appreciate it. Matt, you have some cheers.
Yes, cheers out to Wazoo. He's consistently dropped off beer to us. And
oh, man.
That should not go unappreciated. Cheers out to Tony Bags. It was good to see you in town for the holiday. thanks for having beers and whatnot. Cheers out to Mikey. It was your, even though you weren't here, it was still your birthday. So,
all right, good for me.
And then
for me.
Then cheers out to Mike McGuire. He's in the Floridas, and he took it upon himself to go to Cycle Brewing and drink an upload, per my looking out for.
And oh!
He cheers to me on Untappd saying, good reco.
Nice. So good job, man.
I'm happy somebody was able to make it out there and try a beer that they might not have.
All right. So Matt says good beer. I almost did that with that Duckachino, but I didn't.
Well, that was looking out for actually had
right.
Okay. Live in the same town. You could have made an effort.
I was sitting there at the place that has it, and I was like, yeah, that's too much.
You could have even just said, oh, can I try it, knowing that you were leaving?
Ooh, yeah, I should have thought of that. Yeah, because there was nobody, hardly anyone in there, so we had like 3 different people waiting on us.
Oh, man.
Because I think they're just that bored.
When I went to pick up my food to go, both girls at the hostess desk were actually twins.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
So twins. They were both
twins, Basil.
It was almost as bad as you guys both over talking me at the same time because they were both trying to answer my question. I was like, do you guys fill your own growler? And like, they were like talking and bickering. And they're like, Taylor,
I get enough of this on the podcast.
Or do you not? Okay, you both said that you do. Got it.
Got it.
Now you're both telling me.
Tangent.
To sign here. Now you're both telling me to have a good day. Now you're both.
Have a good day. Sign here.
And they even gave me 2.
It's going to be about a 15-minute wait. Are you going to wait them?
And they gave me 2 sides of pita bread with my hummus. So I was actually happy about that.
Hooked you up. Industry hummus.
Industry hummus. Yes.
Nick, yes, cheers.
Cheers to Chew. It's good to have Chew back.
Oh, yeah. Cheers to Chew. I appreciate you staying strong and doing what you're doing, Chew.
Yeah. Cheers to the Zacks for their 1-year anniversary coming up. They made it a year.
They're so cute.
Yeah. Steve and Zach and Gail.
Yeah, all 3 of them. They're adorable together.
So, yeah, hopefully their 1-year anniversary goes well. And last episode, maybe, we asked, is there any longtime listener, first-time callers? Mm-hmm. And Blue Ox said he's been listening all 7 years.
Oh, Blue Ox.
Yeah. Cheers to him. And cheers to anybody else who has but didn't want to message us or hasn't messaged us yet.
Stay lurking. That's right.
Cheers to you.
Always be lurking. Cheers. All right, guys. Thanks for joining us, hanging out with us this week. Perfect Pour Pod on social media. Perfect Pour pod.com for the blog and all the things. And that's it. That's enough, man. Just appreciate you being here for us and hanging out with us this whole time. And having a great week. And having fun. And being safe.
Be safe.
And checking what? Tape?
Shoelaces.
Check your shoelaces. Make sure you're tied before you head out. All right? Before you get that Uber. Shire shoelaces.
Yeah. No one the Uber shoelace related accidents.
Bye.